When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie. The flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy. I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's Tillamook.com. How is your sock drawer looking? I know when I open up mine, it is a sad scene. There's lone socks, holy socks. Well, guess what? It's spring cleaning, which means Bombas Spring Collection is here, and they have new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They've got stripes and florals, all new vintagey colored rib socks. I love them. They are the best sock your feet have ever been in. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers and use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout.
Aliens are out there, and all they want to do is fuck and listen to Jimmy Durante. We saw My Stepmother is an Alien, so you know what that means.
The naked grow baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a bold speech to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call him in the badass, and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes, cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Barney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of Largo! Welcome. Welcome. We are here live at Largo at the Coronet, our LA home, one of the best theaters here in LA, and we have a doozy of a movie for you tonight. Kim Basinger, Dan Aykroyd, the movie title really sums it all up for you. My Stepmom is an Alien, and she is. And the comedy will ensue. Tonight, joining me, as always, is my co-host, Jason Mantzoukas!
Paul, how are you?
Welcome, Jason.
What's happening?
Very exciting
thrilling
movie.
Thrilling movie. Lovitz.
Did you?
I want to talk Lovitz.
Oh.
All night. I want to talk Lovitz all night long.
I want to bring out our whole panel to talk about Lovitz, but I do want to say that I do feel like someone just said, just do whatever you want.
Just your character. I feel like he went the first day and was like, what's my character's motivation? And they're like, you're horny. And he was like, got it.
I can't wait.
You're horny and your girlfriend is 6'2".
I have such a great thing to share with all of you here about the origin of this movie that I'm gonna, this is what I'm doing. I'm gonna set it up now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll pay it off later.
Oh, shit.
It's so damn good. Oh. I've been thinking about it all day. And I live with one of the people I do this show with, and I didn't even tell her. Yeah. Jason, I kept you in the dark all day.
Wow. And I love that in our home life, you refer to me as a her.
Because I make you wear that wig.
Yep. Yep. That's interestingly the only thing that separates me from being a woman is my hair. Everything else pretty much lines up.
And it's a short wig. Oh, it's not a long wig.
It's shorter than my own hair.
Yeah.
It's like a boy's haircut. It's like a pixie cut. I'm Mia Farrow in Rosemary's Baby. It's a blonde pixie cut. I'm like a Michelle Williams just making us eggs and toast in the morning. Which
but that's
I cannot
why
eat.
I love you. Here tonight also my other co-host, June Diane Raphael! Welcome. Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Very well. June, you never saw this movie.
No. I loved it. I loved it. I can't wait to talk about it. I want to talk about white stockings or tights.
Yeah.
I think they're tights. I got a lot to say.
I want to talk about short shorts that have like 7 pleats on Willow.
By the way,
I will only refer to Allison Hannigan as Willow for the entire show.
There's a great Buffy Easter egg in this movie. I mean, Seth Green and Willow.
Oh yeah,
it all began here.
Oh, I mean, it really did.
Willow and Oz. All right,
back at last.
I got to make you watch a Buffy one time.
I'm good.
We have a very special guest here tonight. Someone we've been wanting to have on the show for a very long time. She's an amazing, amazingly talented comedian, or a writer, performer, and director. She has a new movie coming out. Please welcome Whitney Cummings!
The, like, who let the dogs out that June got, but whatever.
Well,
I'll grow on you. I don't have any
Give
notes.
Time.
You don't need notes.
Okay.
We're here to, you know, whatever you remember is the most important thing.
Well.
Except for whatever I wrote down in my notes.
Well, I just would like to say that this is a sad day for me.
Oh, boy.
Well, I've tried to do this show before, and you asked, and I wanted to do it,
yeah.
And you sent me the movie, and it was like demonic, bloody ladies,
yeah.
Or like some.
By the way, right. We have not done that movie, but I would like to see it.
I remember, yeah, it was like
demonic,
a scarier movie or something, yeah.
It was just something that, like, you know, it was a shitty movie. I don't even need to see it. I know this is ridiculous and campy or whatever. And then we reschedule it, and he sends me the name of the movie, and he's like, you know, my stepmother's an alien. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Is this the right podcast?
Did you change your podcast
you
to
mean,
great movies?
Is this called How Could This Not Get Made? Because it's brilliant, and I wrote you back.
Yeah, you wrote me back. You're like, look, I really like this movie. I don't think I can talk anything about it. And I said, fine. Don't worry about it.
I was like, there's nothing I can say except just
well done,
incessant yeah. accolades. So are you sure you want me to do this? Because I have nothing but glowing reviews. I grew up on this movie. I was raised by this movie. Quite
not a lot of people know that you were raised by a VHS copy of this movie.
It loved me dearly. Never abandoned me. Showed up for me. like no one else did. And then I was like, you know, but let me just like refresh it and just to make sure it's as good as I thought.
Right, because I said to you, well, you know what, when you watch it, it's kind of funny because maybe things will change. Yeah. You know, as
and
you
had another like, go.
Which was a personal attack. now he's just personally attacking my values in childhood. And then I watched it on a plane and I was like, oh no. I've been mistaken. My entire childhood was a ruse. And I actually thought first, because I went and just watched it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, this is like a kid like recut the movie to make it suck. You know how
that's the level of denial that you're living in. This can't be bad.
No.
Someone must have been trying to ruin it.
To make it bad, they remixed it.
You thought it was like a mashup?
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know how they
a trickster of some kind.
They recut Inception to make it a comedy.
Some sort of YouTube trickster.
Yes!
They were like, ooh, Whitney Cummings will someday look at this.
Being hoodwinked. And so I must have some kind of Stockholm syndrome with this movie because it is...
Well, talk to June about Grease 2.
I think Grease 2 holds up. It gets better with age.
I think you guys might have similar
like
feelings about these movies.
It's funny, though, because I think a lot of movies that we watch as kids, we're just excited that we're seeing movies.
That's true.
And we have not seen many of them. I remember, we talk about this all the time. A lot of these don't age well at all.
No, but this movie doesn't even have, like, a plot.
No.
I mean, it's
not. No,
sorry.
No.
What?
I mean, no, but I just was like, oh my God, I was a drunk child. I don't know what I was doing as a kid. It made me question everything.
If you were a drunk child, it makes me question how good a job parenting this VHS copy of this movie did. I don't feel bad now.
I don't know what it was, but I had some weird emotional connection to this movie, and it's been destroyed by this podcast.
You're welcome.
So sorry.
That's the theme of our podcast, destroying things you fondly remember from childhood for 7 years.
I remember, though, watching this movie for the first time last night.
You've never seen it?
No, I'd never
Neither had
seen
I.
It.
I hadn't seen
Neither
it
Neither had I. I'd heard of it.
Can
I've
I ask
tell.
You a question then?
Yeah.
Did you think... It's called My Stepmother's an Alien, so it's through the point of view.
Of course.
Yeah. Think.
I was like, I wrote down in my notes.
Whose movie is this?
Why isn't Willow a bigger part of the movie? It's called My Stepmother is an Alien.
Not my wife that yes. I met yes. 24 hours ago.
Exactly.
An alien.
Not the stranger
even just
who...
just your stepmother is an alien.
What? Yes.
No, mine.
Yeah.
It's her movie.
And also, I think that's what the whole problem of the movie is. It kind of tries to bridge this gap between being is it an adult movie? Is this a movie about like a man who marries an alien?
Well,
or is it a family movie?
It would seem like that. I was going to say, it would seem to be the movie about a teenage girl that I would bring kids to, except it's all about horny adults.
Here's what I think happened.
The movie is about a red hat. Don't.
Yes. Of course. A red hat and white tights.
Don't get mistaken.
I'm sorry. The movie is about a purse.
Here's what I think happened. Back. I think that the movie was originally written from Willow's point of view, and the original title remained. And then I think they saw it, and they had to recut it. Not YouTube recut it, but just like actually recut it. Professionally recut it, because they realized it's a really fucking creepy story.
Yeah. Well, it's a horror movie story.
Well, absolutely. But every time she's begging her dad... to find a woman to fuck that woman.
Oh,
I wanted to die.
No,
the
sorry.
Level of
so
joy.
Incredibly uncomfortable.
The level of joy that Willow has upon realizing that the woman that his father met at a party, like a horny adults party the night before, where children were
Why
the caterers.
Why is she there?
By the way.
I've got a lot to say about that. Finger food. But... point being, she was like, she stayed here overnight? Yeah! She's so happy that her dad got his dick wet. She's crazy.
I'm sorry. The character's an alien. We don't know her vagina gets wet. We're not sure.
It's true. It's true. It might just be battery acid. He's like,
if
I don't know.
If it's not in the video,
they gave it up 3,000 years ago, so it's been a while.
By the way, that adult fuck party where kids were the waiters, I want to get into that. But
how many women are obsessed with Lovitz at this party? Lovitz has multiple women. Sure. Like, you broke my heart. And he's like, Lovitz.
He drives the Rolls. Ladies love the Rolls.
Can you also explain to me, what's his job that he's that dumb but has a Rolls Royce?
I thought he was a chauffeur, no joke, the whole movie. I thought he was a chauffeur the whole movie.
Maybe he was.
He might have been. I don't think so,
though.
I think it was maybe his Rolls. Because
it was definitely his Rolls. To me, he's a guy who spent all of his money on Rolls. Well, although he did have that nice house on the beach. I mean,
he
a really
nice
house.
A, what does he do? And B, he then, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert for this piece of shit movie, no offense, Whitney, he is like, yeah, I'll go to the alien planet, no problem.
No, with no tearful goodbye.
No.
It's just like, peace.
Bye.
Like,
he's basically, he has no one.
First, first, he's basically like, I'm in love with your wife.
Yeah.
She's in love with
you. By the way, kisses her on his wedding day.
Yes. He's a fucking dirtbag. Like, and the movie is called My Stepmother is an Alien.
Here's the thing I was thinking.
Are we going to write a movie right now?
I was watching.
It's final draft opening, so we can write a movie. The thing is, like, I bet you could. Clippy's gonna tell us. I bet you could write it better. It sounds like you're trying to rewrite the movie. My Stepmother is an Alien. Do you want help with that? Thanks, Clippy.
By the way, why have we not discussed that one of Willow's friends is Juliette Lewis for no reason at all?
Juliette Lewis, no lines.
No lines.
It looks like the Juliette Lewis from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Which was it looked like she just walked
from
one set. Yeah, I mean,
it's the same actress.
But that look.
Actress, Juliette Lewis, is the same Juliette Lewis.
She kind of looks like
it doesn't look like her.
She
it's
looks
the same
like
actress.
Also,
the same Juliette Lewis that is in Cape Fear around that same time.
Is it the same
Juliette
Lewis?
That's my favorite.
From Natural Born Killers?
Different Juliette Lewis.
All right. But I mean, she had like a similar, like, I mean, I feel like she had like a different look as a kid. Like, she was like the cool kid or something.
She had some moments. She made something out of nothing.
I think she's choices. I was seeing choices.
She had a lot.
By the way, I wish the movie had been about those three girls. Not joking at all. I was like, they're so interesting to me. And the adults are bananas, like nonsense.
Also, back to the pervy child father relationship.
Oh, yeah.
They were about to kiss, and someone's like, have you ever seen him kiss a woman? And she's like, not since 1983. When you were 4?
Yeah.
And why is she keeping such solid track of this? Like, why is she like...
She journals.
Yeah.
I would understand a movie in which, like, a daughter would want her father to get back out there and find love.
Why?
Find someone else.
I don't know anyone who knows why.
But why does she have to want him to get laid? That's the weird part.
No, like, to me, I think the issue is, like, this is a daughter who arguably lost her mother at a very young age.
Yeah.
And she's like, Dad, get over it. Fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it would be one thing if the mom, like, left and they're both like, we're going to find somebody else. But like, she seems like, when, are you ever gonna find somebody else like Mott? Like she's like,
I feel like she's like, oh, get up, like let's move on.
But you know what I felt? I felt like the movie it has no reason to happen.
Yeah.
So every time something inappropriate or weird would happen, that like there'd be a studio note that would be like, how do we make? You know what? Just make the daughter. You have to make the daughter be into it. Otherwise, it's like child abuse and like maybe incest. It felt like a lot of like studio notes.
To me, the better movie is that she doesn't want him dating anyone. She wants to sort of memorialize her mom and have the house be like a shrine to her mom. And so of course he thinks when this woman comes into his life that she's overreacting, saying,
sure,
my stepmother's an alien.
Yep.
Only to find out, no, her stepmother is an alien.
Yeah.
To me, that's the movie that makes
sense.
Well,
by the way, I would argue the big strike against this movie is that it all happens within 24 hours.
So much happens.
That is when I think the studio notes come in, because you see Dan Aykroyd, like, all of the lines, like, I know this is crazy. I know this is totally insane. I know we shouldn't be, I know it's only 24 hours.
She comes in, meets him at a party, they get married the next morning to a packed reception.
And then Willow has a date that night. I was like, has time passed?
And she has a date that night.
That night, the reception, I guess, is over.
The reception is over.
It's prom night.
It's their wedding night. They're just hanging out.
And they put her in a wedding dress, and just moments before the last time we see Willow, she's like, my stepmother is an alien. She just sucked a battery.
What? Oh.
The rental period is over.
Guys.
Oh,
guys,
shit.
That reaction was inappropriate. Do not, aw, for the rental period. Get a fucking life. What is wrong with you people?
Also, just can we talk about Willow's dress? What event is she going to?
It looks like a wedding dress.
I thought she was going to a dance, and it was just a date. I want to know where they went on that date. I want to know what that was all about.
But to me, again, I just want to bring up, like, she was so cool with Kim Basinger. Kim Basinger's putting her in the dress, and she's like, what do you think? It's like, you just saw her drink
batteries.
Yeah. Like,
she had to see her. She had to see her drink batteries like 10 times before it
she
seemed
drank
weird.
So many batteries. She drank crazy. All the cars on the streets batteries.
They could not make this movie now with hybrids.
That's true.
I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
This movie is so bizarre on every level, and this is the question I want to ask, because I don't have the answer to it. What was she there for? I don't understand, like, what, okay, yeah.
I do know this. Yes.
I'm so fascinated, like, legit. I really tried
to. Remember when they were in the
the SETI research
lab?
Yeah.
You remember when they were in the cardboard lab?
Sure.
That looked like a science project, a 4-year-old science project. I mean, here's, like, if this movie was made today, the special effects would be brilliant.
Why?
Because.
Would we care?
Because they're so bad that it has to be intentional.
It wouldn't matter if they were great special effects. This movie would still be pathologically insane.
Yes, true, correct.
Although that snake coming out of her bag would be pretty
the eyeballs, the eyeball snake?
I hated that guy.
It had some zingers.
Wasn't it a woman's
shirt? Back off.
It wasn't.
Oh, thank you.
Back off, Alpo Breath did get me.
It was not Margot Martindale, but I was sure it was Margot Martindale.
And Princess.
Like her. Wait, so I want to understand.
Okay, yeah. So something about, remember when like the rain and all the stuff colluded
buttons,
at once
yes.
to make the light stream shoot off the computer screen into the other planet's orbit
into
or whatever.
Into the other computer
screen. Yes. Yeah.
Really bizarre. And one computer screen is like.
That's not how that works. This is not a multi-screen workstation.
By the way, edit bay.
One screen was like computer graphics. The other one was a picture of stars.
Yeah.
Not even.
Not scientifically accurate.
Yeah. Okay,
so
yes.
Whatever happened, it went into a different stratosphere?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Nope.
A different Milky
okay, yes.
Way?
No. I'm a different this part.
No, he went to a different galaxy or whatever.
It got
solar
so
system.
Near the planet of hot women that the whole thing was if they only had 48 hours to figure out to reverse it, or else all the gravity would drain from their planet.
Wait, no, they are living in some sort of gravity problem. She says the gravity is like a problem, right?
Yeah, gravity's always a problem.
She's talking to like the old men in
the
like
sky, the old the men in the KKK office.
Yeah. They're like, the gravity's really getting to us. You only have But like, I also could not. They needed the beam to pierce through. Hang on.
But to me, why just do it again?
Like
they didn't seemingly reverse anything. They didn't do anything different. It's like, this thing that almost wrecked our planet, do it again?
I don't think it was wrecking the planet. I think it was good for the planet.
Oh.
Didn't they want it to be done again?
No, it wasn't good for the planet.
No, I think they
okay, one of you fucks can settle this. Who thinks they've got it? Tim? Right? Fucking nailed
Was that right?
For the first lightning storm, he was like, we can never get the beam to another galaxy. And then John,
what kind of beam?
It's like a communique. It's like they're trying to send
Questron beam.
Okay.
Sure. And then John Lovett's jacket buttons interact
with the thing. Increases the shorts the thing.
Yeah, it shorts the thing, so it shoots it to another galaxy.
Sure.
That creates a problem on the planet.
I see why they thought this was funny.
So they have to replicate that same thing to fix the problem. I don't know why it fixes it.
That was the issue that I had.
But the thing that she needs to do with Dan Aykroyd is figure out how he did it. The problem is he doesn't know how he did it.
I get that, but my issue still goes from why repeat it. It's like, my car was in an accident. We need to recreate the accident to fix the car wreck.
Oh, no, I've been shot. Shoot me again to fix it.
Yeah. That was my issue with it.
I thought she was trying to undo it with her white pantyhose.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to say, because obviously John Lovett's very expensive jacket.
Why does he smell like fish? Why does he say that?
That's improv. By the way,
John, I don't know. Funny man back then.
Yes,
sure.
Funny man.
Yes.
Why is he so unfunny in this movie? Love you, John.
He's a. You're on your own.
I will fight you
on
La Cienega.
No, I hear it.
Today, if you can say to my face that made you laugh.
I am with you, because I think John Lovitz like always is like this great, like he always can nail a thing. I think because this movie had no plot and his character was so undefined.
There was no jokes, yeah.
It was sort of like he's just running around. Like,
well, he felt to me like he was in an all-adult movie. And the juxtaposition of him and Willow being seen together was unsettling.
He was
essentially in Leisure Suit Larry, the movie.
Yeah.
Can't believe no one called the police. I mean, he was just like,
how did Willow get home from the party?
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd is like, a lunatic has arrived. She's beautiful. I gotta show her my setup at the Space Institute. And just abandons his daughter.
By the way,
she gets home and in bed, and she's just there alone.
Yeah.
I do want to say a couple things about that. I'm not a single father, but
You're not.
You guys are very reactive. That's good. Very emotional crowd.
Careful.
But it wouldn't seem like my first instinct when I'm getting laid for the first time would to be like, hey, you want to go check on my sleeping daughter? hey, before we have sex, you want to go look at my daughter asleep?
When the lady says it's short, what she was like, it's so short. Why is it so? Then you'd go like, I need you to leave.
Yeah. But then they go into his bedroom and he doesn't close the door. So he's just, they're just going to the bone zone with Willow like across the hall.
I can't believe I'm about to defend him, but Willow does seem to want to know this is going to happen.
Do you think, we know she didn't. I was going to say, do you think Willow woke up and heard, but we know she didn't because she's surprised in the morning. Forget it.
I will also say, every choice that Dan Aykroyd makes is okay with me, because when
Every choice.
I'm going to tell you why.
Every choice is okay with you?
Yes, I'm going to tell you why. Because he is a man that watches a fucking stranger that no one knows come into a party, act insane, do back flips and goes, oh, what are you, a wacky gram? That doesn't exist, a wacky gram. And his first instinct is that she is one of these things that doesn't exist. You're insane too. So these are two insane people. So I feel like he's not grounded in any reality. Like he wasn't like...
Well, but he's got that grounding element of Jimmy Durante's hat.
I don't even... Guys, I can't even talk about
what?
That.
I can.
You want to talk about Jimmy Durante's hat?
Here's my question. Do you ever watch movies now? First of all, I looked up some trivia. Did you know this was initially going to be Shelley Long?
Yes, I did.
Were you going
to... I would.
No, this, great to bring up.
That would be amazing.
Because I'm trying to picture Shelley Long doing all this.
Crushing
stuff.
It.
Crushing
so
it.
Funny.
I gotta say, I thought him... No, I think Shelley Long's amazing, of course. But I think Kim Basinger did her job.
I think you're right.
Her job.
I think you're right. But did she need to, like, squeak?
She's like,
like, did she need to, like, come?
They let her. I mean, you have to understand, she did not have any direction. I mean, no one did. I think that's what happened with Lovitz. It was a free-for-all out there.
I think you're probably
and when you're
right.
You're left to improvise, I think, for hours on end.
They were also busy arguing with Willow's real-life parents about the content of the movie.
I thought this was a child film where my daughter's the lead.
Okay, so it's called My Stepmother is an Alien. My daughter's the main character, and her third line is I'm wearing a bra.
And Dan Aykroyd looks her up and down.
And then Dan Aykroyd is like,
I didn't like it.
And he stares right at her tits.
And then she's like,
I was like, what's happening right now?
A minus? Was that a joke or is that a real size? She's like,
it's not a real size.
It's not a real size. I checked.
I do, as we talk about kids.
It is a grade.
So that was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just play some of Kim doing her job at the party, as Jimmy said.
Hello. Are you Dr. C. Bills?
Yes.
Will you tell me the composition of your radar beam or not?
Oh, which one?
Now, you don't fool me. Your favorite color is red. Your favorite food is lasagna. And your favorite rocking is pink Fred.
Actually, I prefer green. I'm allergic to all pasta, and my favorite rock is Rachmaninoff.
Well, of course you'd say that.
And I think it's Pink Floyd, not Pink Fred, right, Jesse?
Pink Fred's their nickname. Would you hold this for me, please? Hey, we're the monkeys.
Huh?
People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
What?
Do you know what they say? Nixon's the one.
Dick Nixon?
Okay. See you later, bro.
And she's smoking a carrot.
That's the best
that man in the background is...
There is a great man with a beard staring at Dan Aykroyd.
Right at the camera. I love
him. Best extra award goes to that man.
Here's what's so weird about this movie. So she acts like an alien here. And then she goes outside to talk to her purse. At which point she speaks...
Totally normal.
Totally normal.
Why?
And with all the nuances of a human.
Yes. Like, that's what's so interesting is she is so capable of having a normal conversation with
the purse.
But when she's talking to people, it's as if she's just...
An alien.
Like, not from, like, this planet?
And
I think
there
he just pitched us the movie. That's she's how they
not,
sold it.
She's not a worm creature, is she?
Well, that was my question.
Are they worms when they go back?
Well, because she says... We don't
but the guys aren't worms.
They don't eat.
With the guys aren't worms.
With the elders aren't worms.
So why would that? Like, why are worms helpers in this world? Like they're talking dogs.
Like
the purse is like, oh, you're a fully functional human now. So what was she previous?
Well, she
said, I hope
like,
she wasn't a worm.
Well, no, because she says like, do you guys go on vacation? She goes, no, we go and do math. What?
You don't want her to be a worm?
I don't want her to be a worm.
What if she was?
Why?
What would that do to
Why?
You?
Guys, she's a beautiful woman. I mean, it's just not something I want for her. You know?
Well, I mean, she's an alien, though.
But she's a worm. But if she was a worm person, she might have, like, the beautiful woman, she might have felt like she wasn't interested.
Well, I have to say this. So the elders, those three men, they show up as humans.
Also, topple the patriarchy.
Absolutely.
Also, Oscar so white.
Which makes me think that
they do have human form.
Okay.
As aliens.
Right, because they wouldn't seem, it just be like three snakes?
But when they have to hide, like in a purse, for example, that's when they can, you know, transform into worms or other weird creatures.
I feel like the worms were more like the old guard that knew a bunch of shit that she didn't know and then also gave her dresses.
How about this? How about this? How about this?
They're seamstresses.
Why, when she reads a book, does she put her arm in the book? Okay. But, when the elders refer to the book to tell her what marriage is, why doesn't the guy open the big book and fucking put his arm in it?
Because these that's an alien book. It's an alien book. Earth books you read with your arms. Alien
okay.
books you read with your
eyes.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. But I'm wondering, like, who is who's a worm? Who's not a worm? What's up?
I want to know
speak
what.
English?
And why is the worm so jealous of her?
And why do all the women look like Princess Stephanie when they come down to get John Lovitz?
Are they doing that? Because but they basically say in the beginning, didn't they, that they made Kim Basinger to look like the most beautiful human woman?
Right.
Yeah. So as to, because that is the thing that all men can't resist,
it's
and
the
they'll
most powerful.
Is a stupid woman who eats cigarettes,
yes.
but is hot.
Yeah. Yeah. So she can't have looked like that on her home planet, because they say that they're making her look like that. So that's what I want to know. Are they all worms? Tim, are they worms?
My stepmother.
I feel
Tim,
like
help us out, Tim.
My stepmother is a worm is actually a movie I could get behind.
Tim, are they worms?
I don't think totally that they're different. All worms. I think that there are different races on the
yeah.
planet.
Okay. I think if I'm just going to do a gut check, I don't think they're all worms.
You don't think they're all worms?
Yeah.
What percentage of the population of that planet is worm-based and what is humanoid-based?
I think we've thought through this more than the writers, the producers.
Yeah.
Oh, that is for sure.
Way more time
what can fit in a bag? I don't know, like a worm? Got it, done.
Oh.
Control Alt S.
Oh, but wait, Put an eye on the worm. Put an eye on the worm. I want the worm to be able to see.
It's like a submarine with an eyeball.
And clearly always shot from a position where a puppeteer could be like shooting up right from under camera. Like it's just like, stay still, Kim, stay still. Wait, there's another thing that was, there's so many things that are odd. So whenever she has a question, like he wants to kiss, a video screen will appear and will like kind of like detail everything about kissing. But then when she asks about sex, maybe we just watch it. Then we can, this is a confusing one.
Oh God.
This is the sex
explanation. The tights, are you okay? The white tights.
What is sex? Huh? What?
Can I pause for 1 second?
Yeah. What? You heard what I said.
This is the bathroom in his bedroom. He is max 8 feet from her right now. She's constantly having full volume conversations with the worm in her purse that he could hear easily everywhere.
But when you get a boner, your hearing does diminish a little.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, he's in a children's bed in that room.
That bed is a child bed. He's sleeping in a trundle bed.
Yeah. It's so weird.
He's a grown man.
Yes.
And he's sleeping in what appears to be like a full-size bed in his teenage home.
We'll get into the sex explanation. Here we go. She's like, what is sex? And,
What? You heard what I said. What is sex? Oh, well, give me a second. 1 second. Take a look at this. Oh. Sex. One. Gender. 2, Latin for 6. 3, an expensive store on Fifth Avenue.
Hold.
What?
No, it's not.
Sex. So that's a joke.
It's a joke, but it also shows that they have very bad research.
Also, Latin for 6. Does she know what Latin is? What's happening? Like, worm, fucking get to it.
Well, this gets into, whoever's making these videos for her, they add too much stuff.
Oh, yeah.
4, deleted. Deleted. What good is deleted? Oh, now don't get excited. Just a second. 1 little second.
Don't get excited.
Here it is.
Can you pause for a second? Why does the worm look in the bag? When it's like, oh, wait a second, let me see what else I have in here.
no. That's not how this works. That's not how this works. These videos are also not in the bag. Let me see.
Guys, I just have a theory on this worm.
Well, give it.
All right. The worm is on the home world, and this is some sort of device, like a periscope-esque device. So the worm is a human, like, and just can kind of periscope through Earth
Tim.
To be in the bag.
Tim.
Like,
Tim is the worm part of the planet. It's Tim.
I do feel like it could be like a, it's like a periscope on a submarine. There's another person on the planet, like
just, like in the other planet.
Yeah, like that's how she's
coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they do say that this character is like the expert on Earth.
Yes. Or,
but it's not.
No. The worm is an idiot.
But I guess my question
is a fucking
why
asshole.
Wouldn't the worm herself just become
Kim Basinger? Yeah. Celeste.
Because yeah. then Kim Basinger wouldn't have anybody to talk to in these hilarious one-on-ones.
There wouldn't be no exposition scenes.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to even watch the rest of the sex explanation
scene. Well, but here's what's interesting about this scene is that Kim Basinger is so... she's so virginal in this, and she seems so surprised and embarrassed by all of the sexual stuff.
Because sex is not part of their scenario.
Right, they
but here's my thing is... Sex is not a part of their scenario, but they're not sexual creatures.
They were.
So to be embarrassed, you have to have a context for what sex is.
Sure.
Yeah. Which she doesn't.
Yep, yes,
what
yes.
is she embarrassed by?
You'd be a real cog in the wheel on set of this movie.
We got to shut down production again. Yeah. Fucking June Rabalotta.
Oh, shit.
She's not wrong.
The movie is called My Stepmom is an Alien. Logic does not bear out on this at all.
But you're right about that. And then because of that virginal quality, it makes the sex so creepy.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Also, I was upset when he said, "Can I kiss you?" And she goes, "Does it hurt?"
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like,
"I didn't like that one bit."
If a girl says that, you're like, "Let's go to a clinic."
Yeah.
And
are you okay?
Something's wrong.
What happened to you?
He's like, "No, it doesn't hurt."
Not the way I do it.
Yeah.
Not the way I do it. And then he proceeds to kiss her neck for upwards of a minute and a half.
What's he doing?
No, he nibbles the same spot for like a minute and a half. He just wet necks her.
Can I just?
Not interested.
Can I tell you the taglines for this movie?
Okay. Wet necks.
All right. She's gorgeous. She's never been kissed. Needless to say, she's from another planet.
Oh, it's needless to say.
Needless to say.
That a beautiful virgin is not on Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then.
She's ugly. She's never been kissed. She's from City
you
of
You know her.
Here is the other one. The other one is a million light years from home, she's found a husband, a stepdaughter, and a dog. When she finds out about sex, she might just stay for the weekend.
What is this?
But by the way,
these are taglines for movies. Like, I'll be back, and then she's gorgeous.
Hey,
she's never been kissed.
Gary, I'm going to need you to write up a bunch of pervy, horny taglines for the movie. Huh? Yeah, okay. I'll have it to you after lunch.
The best, the least offensive is man's closest encounter.
Fine. I mean,
fine.
It's right around Close Encounters. I get it. Okay, fine.
1990 or 1988. So a little.
I mean, like 10
12 years later, yeah.
12, yeah.
When you're thinking of hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching. And you know what? Did you know that 70% of users don't even visit other leading job sites? If you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses might not have the time or resources, so they're constantly finding ways to make the process easier. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate in 24 hours, and they even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/valuable. That's linkedin.com/valuable to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, there are things that we need to get off our chest. Maybe someone in your life, a loved one, is driving you crazy, but they don't mean to be driving you crazy. And you want to vent and you want to get it out, but you just don't want to drop it on them because you're not really mad at them. Maybe you're mad at yourself. Because we all have these things that set off our stressors, right? And we keep them bottled up and they start to affect us. And we start to then affect other people because our energy is off. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, you get matched, and then guess what? If you don't like your therapist, you can switch to another licensed therapist at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonkers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonkers. I was traveling with my kids. We stopped to get breakfast at Shake Shack. And my kids said, "Mom said we can have milkshakes." And I was so tired. It didn't make sense to me, but I was like, if June says the kids can have milkshakes, I'll get them milkshakes. I got them milkshakes. June's like, "I never said that." And you know what? I felt ripped off. I felt ripped off by my own kids. And that's the feeling I never like to have. I never like to get ripped off by anyone. And that's why Harry's started their company of Harry's Razors, because they saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, and they decided to do something better. That's right. They decided to do a razor that had a great price, high customer satisfaction, that had a no-risk trial, and they have other self-care products that meet the same quality standards as their razors, okay? I love the body wash, and they have deodorant that smells damn good. I gotta tell you, I love these razors. They are perfect, and now I am a paying subscriber. That's right. So do not settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3. That's right. Go to harrys.com/bonkers. That's harrys.com/bonkers for a $3 trial set.
Can we talk about the sex part?
Yeah, sure.
For the rest of the show.
I do have a confession to make.
Oh,
which
oh
is
boy. That you jerked off?
Which did you jerk off during this? I did bang one out to that scene. Can you imagine? I was on a plane. That'd be very weird. So the scene where she comes out of the bathroom.
Yes.
Where she...
Yes. Where the wind is blowing her.
Do you have that?
I mean, oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of... That is actually kind of amazing.
It's great.
I was like, okay. Like, yeah. I get it. The music was excellent.
I mean, by the way, they made a trailer.
This was great.
Loved it.
And by the way, just to put it in context for you Kim Basinger heads, this is after 9.5 weeks and No Mercy and Blind Date.
Is it
before
really?
Batman,
but
yeah.
Like, how old
is she? Oh, wow.
I don't know. I Google it, then I had to do math, and my brain is...
I can find out. But 9.5 weeks...
Somebody knows in the room, how old was Kim Basinger when she made this movie? Tim, you fucking blew it, bro.
But at this point, 9.5 weeks and Blind Date, those are big movies, or at least they seem to be.
Yeah,
I think she was trying to make her comedy move.
Okay. All right, so here we go. This is the sex scene. We can kind of talk over it as it goes.
This is a jam. It's a jam.
I love this song.
Me too.
And by the way... I mean, yeah, things that, yeah.
Well, when she comes out, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's making the same face he makes in Ghostbusters and the ghost blows him. So, I mean...
Tiny bed.
Tiny bed.
Giant man.
Giant torso.
There's no room for her in that bed.
So can we stop for a second?
Yeah, please, uh-huh.
Look, I'm not known for my... elegant get-ups in the bedroom.
You're not.
I'm not.
No.
That's okay. Not my brand.
Yep.
Have you ever ripped a negligee open?
No, it looks like it had to have been rigged.
Oh, of course.
Oh.
I know.
What? You think that was an improv move? She's like, can we do one more? I've got an idea.
I'm saying, but it's, can she open it?
Negligee.
No, but is it that all women do that? And I'm
and you just rip
no,
your
I've
own.
Never
you
rip seen that. I've never heard
yeah,
of that.
There's
move
no
before.
There's no buttons or zipper there. It's like she's no. ripping.
So shouldn't he have known she was an alien right then and there?
By her sheer strength of ripping the negligee in half.
Also,
and
like
with such a clean cut.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was.
Why not just put her in a bra? By the way, she's practically, I mean, you're seeing a lot in that scene anyway. Just put her in a bra. Like, and then
what
just
have, I well, loved what she wore.
Keep saying
I
put her
rib.
In a bra, you weirdo. Just like
Paul,
put her in a bra.
Stop saying it.
This
right
is
right
how
now.
This is.
Stop
am I right?
Saying
like, why don't
it
you
right
just,
now.
Like, put her in a bra.
But get really specific about
you know?
The bra.
Like, why
you know,
that
black,
negligee?
Lacy
like, just like
a bra? You know, like real thriller. Black lacy?
Just throw her in a bra. Can we get wardrobe over here with some bra options? We're gonna put her in it.
Put her in it.
Put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra.
I like when you said throw her in it.
Yeah.
That was more violent.
I'm just gonna chuck her in a bra.
First of all,
just put her right in it. That's a t-shirt. Put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra. Is the new get her done?
Put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra.
That's just a great thing to end sentences. And I told him to fuck up. Put her in a bra.
$90 for cable. Put her in a bra.
Hey, use your blinker, asshole. Put her in a bra.
I don't need 4 gelato shops on my block. Put her in a bra.
Too many coffee shops in Sunset Junction. Put her in a bra. Guys, you're right to applaud. That was a home run.
Oh, I can't wait for our Netflix comedy special, Put Her in a Bra.
Put Her in a Bra is the new where does the butt start?
Put Her in a Bra. Oh,
put Her in a Bra.
I can't.
P-U-T apostrophe R-E.
P-U-T
apostrophe E-R. A bra.
I feel like it's B-R-A-H.
Yeah, I think it's B-R-A-R. Put her in a bra. Put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra.
Hey, I'm just going door to door in the neighborhood saying, put her in a bra.
This is our super finger.
Oh, guys.
Is that
we're
a Dane Cook reference?
Yeah.
Oh, this sex scene.
This
so gross. And they kiss so much. And their kissing has less chemistry than Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock at the end of The Lake House. It has less chemistry than that. And there is easily 45 minutes of it in the... Like, the majority of this movie is them kissing.
Do you think that the director said, make it awkward because you're an alien?
No, I think Dan Aykroyd was like, we need more kissing.
By the way, why didn't they just cast Dan Aykroyd's wife? Because isn't she like his wife is like that beautiful model who, well, she is, but she looks just like Kim Basinger, and then they would have actually had some chemistry.
Can you imagine the arguments that went on in his home?
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, all he does is fuck Kim Basinger in 24 hours. All he does is fuck Kim Basinger like five times
and act like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Oh yeah. At the height of Kim Basinger.
And why does his lip get stuck? Is that a thing that happens to guys?
Yeah, oh yeah, the pre-sex dry lip. Whitney, put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra.
It fucking works.
It's so...
You're welcome.
It's
it works.
So dismissive.
Guys, start using it. Get it out there. Put her in
tweet
a bra.
Tweet it. Log it. Hashtag it.
Guys, Graffiti.
Put her in a bra. Put her in a bra.
It really does imply, Paul, that like she'd have no agency over what she wants to wear.
It's, I like that you did the supposition is that you're angry that they put her in a negligee, because just goddamn it, put her in a bra.
But why bras, not, but bras
why not
are,
just put her in a bra.
To me, it feels like you're jumping through hoops to make her like you want her clearly to rip something off.
But so bras, you don't rip off. You have to unhook it.
It would be harder to rip off.
A button in the front, like that.
What? No. What kind of bras are you wearing, Jude?
Jude's got a more bra that just has a button that Paul pushes.
What?
I know that.
I'm learning a lot about your undergarments from your husband's comments.
We are from
button bras, right?
Ladies, you're also
where
implied,
are my ladies at?
You're also implying.
Where are my ladies at?
Where are my ladies at?
Where are my ladies at?
Ladies! Where are my ladies at? You know you ladies got the front pushing button.
You know, you ladies, you know when you want to wear a negligee, but some guy's trying to put you in a bra.
And you're like, I ain't gonna wear a negligee because I got one of those front button push a bra.
I'm gonna put you in a bra.
Here's the deal. Put her in a shirt. Let her rip open that shirt.
Yeah, rip
that
the button.
That wasn't a shirt. That was a negligee.
I know.
By the way, a great opportunity to use the snap button shirt.
Oh, by the most, like, look, I'm all for, like, you gotta shoehorn something in. But when he, like, talks about
the Are we still
buttons,
talking about the sex scene?
No, the button.
Shoehorning something in?
When those buttons come up and he's like, ugh, his buttons. My brother gave me this. It's a snap button thing that looks like a regular button. Anyway, Russ. Anyway, like remember this, because we need to use. God forbid any buttons get closed.
It was just the fact that Lovitz had two clothing items that had metal buttons. That's the whole connection.
Metal buttons are not that rare that you need to justify, like, how would he ever get a metal button in there?
What is that business in the beginning? What is that lab? What are
they doing? It's a SETI lab, which is a search for intelligent life lab, which is probably wrong to have that director go, there's nothing else out there. Yeah. It's one of his first lines.
But why
I would argue that's why you're there in the beginning.
Why is
that guy is for sure a Trump appointee.
Why is John Lovitz there, though?
Lovitz is there because
he's a driver. He drove them there.
He's picking up his brother so that they can go to a singles night.
Yes.
And he's trying, that's why
he's trying to get him out.
Trying to get him out of there.
Okay. While his daughter is at home alone playing basketball.
Yes.
And they'd be raining. Out trying to pick up ladies.
And it's raining where they are, but not where
the basketball is. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quick rainstorm.
And also, Lovitz, when given a poncho, wears it as a jaunty scarf. He wears it like around his neck like a jaunty scarf. He's like, well, I'm getting wet. And he's like, what smells like fish? Oh no, it's me.
What?
Do you think that they thought this was bad while they were making it? Were the actors like, oh, this fucking scene? Like, or were they like,
this is going great?
What? How do you?
They were going
Dan Aykroyd's like, how many times can I have sex with Kim Basinger? Yeah, I love this movie. It's great.
Like, I need another take. But like, do you think Lovitz is a funny person? When you're bombing.
These are all funny people.
Do you think? But I feel like Dan Aykroyd was wasted as a straight man in this movie.
Well,
right.
Let me just say this, like, just to give you an idea, like, do you? This is the 125, January 25th, 1988 draft of the script. Credits. These are the writers. Jericho, one name.
That blew my mind when I saw that at the beginning. I was like, can you do that?
I'm gonna get more into him in a second. Frank Galletti, Richard Benner, Susan Rice, Herschel Weingrod, Timothy Harris, Paul Rudnick, Deborah Frank, Carl Sauter, and Jonathan Reynolds. 10 writers on
Not
this.
A good sign.
So that to me, reeks of they were like writers on writers on writers on writers. Only 4 out of the 10 got credit.
And none of them 10. Could come up with Put Her in a Bra.
I mean, it would have been the hit movie of the year. I feel like that's what it feels like to me. Like 10 writers, it's just like, and this, and then this, and like they're all writing scenes independent of each other.
But this means that someone believed in this movie enough to go through 10 writers. They were like, no, it's not the concept that's the problem, it's the writer that's the problem.
This is a movie that they were like, we are
making this.
And we're going to put whatever it takes into getting this to the screen.
We are six writers away from this working.
Get me Jericho. Kathy, get me Jericho.
Who's Jericho?
Get me Jericho and put him in a bra.
Jericho, we need you to fix this movie. You, what's that? You want to be paid in jet skis? Fuck yeah, bro.
I will, again, I'm saving it for the end. I got something that's going to knock your socks off about Jericho.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Jericho. Jericho. All I'm going to say is, again, as I tease it one more time, it will pay off. Well, all right, so...
Why when... Because we're still looking at the sex scene here. Why when the purse gives her all the Debbie Does movies on beta?
It's an like odd size beach, yeah.
The format is weird. Why she then is able to just play them out of the purse? Why give her the cassettes?
And
she doesn't go downstairs and play them in a VCR. She does that with Jimmy Durante.
I think she's trying to dissuade her from, like, she's like, here, watch this. And she's like, no, I need to see it on the screen. Like, she's distracting her. Like,
all right.
Well, and then she's like, Debbie Does Dallas. Debbie Does da-da-da. Busy girl. If she doesn't know about sex, how does she know that she's busy? And why is she slut-shaming Debbie?
I agree.
With her
Debbie
tone.
Wanted to go to Dusseldorf.
She was like, busy girl. Like, how dare you?
They also, when they show the sex montage to her, the aliens, they just throw in a lot of random shit.
Well, like, same with the kissing one as well.
Like animals and slapping and...
The kissing, that I thought was very funny. That was the scene that
I had a laugh. I had a laugh.
When she's kissing him?
Yes.
His face?
She's watching
the video and recreating whatever she sees.
Yeah.
That was funny to me.
I agree.
Here's my thing. I know why it's funny, but then it hurts me when he's like, let's get married.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, you should be in a home with my child every day.
Oh, yeah.
After kids.
Hey, before we fuck, you want to go check out my daughter in her bedroom?
I have recently, vis-a-vis my daughter, put her in a bra. It still works.
But, Dan Aykroyd's wrong, he's so off because it's like, when she finally comes out as an alien, he's like, did you ever even like me? You met her 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
You don't even have this much time to be this invested.
His daughter should be taken away from him.
Yeah.
At the end of this movie, Willow should be put in an orphanage because her life would be immeasurably better.
I want to talk about Jimmy Durante, but I also want to talk to the audience here, too, because we're at that point.
Well, great news, Paul. Jimmy Durante is in the audience.
Can I ask you while you're picking somebody? Do you think there was a scene that was cut of him and her dancing to Jimmy Durante together?
Well, at the end.
Before they did at the
before
end?
Before they did, because it was very weird to me that they just knew what they were doing.
I think that scene we see of her watching the Jimmy Durante tape is the precursor to the ending scene.
But then they're just dancing
for
KKK guys in the sky.
I also have an issue about that Jimmy Durante hat. If it was a collector's item, why leave it out? By the way,
why is there like a 30s aviator hat also on that?
Yeah. The one that she went for the walk in.
And why do I feel like those are all Dan Aykroyd's personal hats? Guys, don't worry. I've got my hat trunk coming in from home. So.
I literally thought, I think I even said it to you, Gina. I was like, he improvised that Jimmy Durante line. That's so bizarre. Like, what? Why would you say Jimmy Durante? They're like, oh, no. That's a major plot point. Like, I thought that was like, oh, yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
It's the same thing with we had in what did we watch recently where, like, the girl in the 80s was listening to 50s music. It's the same thing here where I'm like, oh, we're weirdly fetishizing, like, a 30s character for the... It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Put her in a bra.
I feel like you're dropping the R at the end.
Your name, your best rendition of Put Her in a Bra, and your question.
My name's Rob. Put her in a bra.
Right.
Really good.
Maybe what we should do, instead of having people do it, should ask their question and end it with Put Her in a Bra. All right. But you don't have to do that. Here we go.
I made sure I wore my shirt that has metal buttons.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
My last note actually is I hate Jimmy Durante. But you shouldn't blame Dan Aykroyd and everything for being so into this girl so fast. because one of Willow's lines is, my mom, I mean my first mom. Like,
yeah, she's insane too. She's insane too. And I want to know, how did her mom die?
Do we know that she died?
Now I'm feeling like it's suspicious.
I was going to say.
I suspect foul play.
It's suspicious.
I died of embarrassment, just of the general family dynamic.
Does anybody here believe that the mother faked her death to get away?
It's possible.
To get away from
the father and the daughter.
She's like, I'm in a house full of crazies. I got to get out of here.
All right, your name.
She was murdered by John Lovett's character.
Your name, and make sure you end with our catchphrase, okay? And here we go.
My name is Jen, and I actually have a theory about the daughter-father relationship. I think this may be a prequel to Contact, and the whole SETI thing is really Allison Hannigan, and then Dan Aykroyd's gonna die, you know? Yeah. And then she goes nuts. She just goes crazy. Put her in a bra!
I wish I was more familiar with Contact to really navigate.
It's Jodie Foster, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the Carl Sagan book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
Carl
Interstellar.
Carl Sagan, who's mentioned in the movie.
That's, yes. Well, that's a connection right there.
Yeah, well, are we just doing connections?
Missed right. Connections.
Here we go. Stand up here. All right. Your name, your question. Here we go.
David, I noticed with the bag, the first few things hit right on, and then it got more obscure, like with the animals kissing and stuff. Did anybody else get the feeling that, like, this is where Google got their search from? Because as you get further along, it's more and more obscure,
They've invented Google on this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which leads me to my next question, Hey Nong Man.
There you go. And you got to end it with the thing. Yeah.
Put her in a bra.
Thank you.
All right.
Fair enough. Guys. So far, these are terrible questions.
I'm still thinking about
can't make heads or tails.
Jen and Dave, but like, get it to fucking.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're making the people listening at home.
Okay.
People at home are so mad at you right now. All right, here we go.
People are on the boards right now, being like, the audience sucks.
No, it's literally put them in a bra 400 times.
All right, here we go.
All right, Brandon. So. The thing that I found about this movie, it's basically a short con. You know, she shows up with this purpose and then executes it very quickly. But what happens is she's drawn in by these carnal pleasures. She's like, holy shit, fucking is great. I love eating food. I love sandwiches. I love Jimmy Durante. And I'm worried that she's going to blow herself out. Like, what happens over 2 weeks? She's now stuck here on this planet with us.
I'm sorry, you forgot sneezing.
Oh, my God. Sorry about sneezing. Which Space Nun loves. Space Nun loves to sneeze, which somehow he gets sneezing. I'm not exactly sure if it's a ray or whatever the case may be. But, like, what happens to Kim Basinger after 2 weeks with Dan fucking Aykroyd and this kid? Put her in a bra!
Great. Nice. By the way, that's a great point. Yeah, she's going to burn out on Earth real quick.
Oh, well, I mean, like, listen. This is, I mean, even if she wasn't an alien, they're moving very quick. This relationship cannot last.
It's not sustainable.
And do you think Dan Aykroyd is really... Where is Dan Aykroyd falling on the sex chart?
What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean by that?
Do you guys have a sex chart? What's going on?
His fucking was so savage that she left her planet.
That's what I'm saying. But to her, or like if we were to put it on a level against all of humanity,
she's never
to her,
had sex.
To her. Okay. Yes.
Right? So like, I mean.
Which, by the way, I think she kind of alluded to that in the movie. Dan Aykroyd knows she's like a virgin,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, because he's like, oh,
yuck.
Mom would be so proud, he says, or whatever. Right? Doesn't he say that?
I think you made that up.
I think you made it up.
Thank you.
I think that's true.
No, he says, you're a virgin? Mom would be so proud. And yeah. I was like,
Jason,
who's
that
mom?
Never happened.
Time out. Help Jason. Me out, nerds. Am I right?
Mom would be so proud?
I obviously blocked that
who
out.
Who is mom?
His mom.
Why? And why would she be proud? You're an
not
and by the way,
mom.
And why wasn't she at the wedding the next
like,
day?
Like, ring, ring, ring. Hi, mom. I'm about to fuck a virgin.
No, I think he must have been saying her mom would be so proud.
No,
no, I think
mom.
No. I think the point is
because she's a virgin.
No,
no.
No. think the point is my mom would be so proud.
Jude is unhappy.
I think it's your mom would be so proud. My mom would be so proud I'm fucking a woman who's not
some
two-bit floozy.
His mom, that's disgusting. No, he's saying mom would be so proud. Like, mom would be so proud of
your
you.
Your mom?
Jude, are you saying this is maybe a bit? Is he doing
I'm
a bit
Dan
here?
Dan Aykroyd.
You're Dan Aykroyd.
What?
Whoa.
And I'm saying this to her, amazing. Oh, you're a virgin? Mom would be so proud.
It's not.
That she's fucking a stranger?
That she's been a virgin
that
for this long.
That she waited until now?
Yes, mom would be so proud.
After meeting this guy?
No, but she's 30. I mean, mom would be so proud she's waited this long.
No. I don't think so, Jim.
Mom would be so proud you're about to fuck this torso in a tiny twin bed.
Mom would be so proud you waited.
I mean, he has the body of a scallop. Like, I'm sorry. I know I'm not allowed to do this. I know I'm not allowed to say this, but she's so hilariously out of his. I mean, it's just such
it's absurd.
It's such a like male gaze. I couldn't tell. I couldn't figure out like, is this movie more sexist towards women or men? Because it makes the men look like way like morons. Like you guys will. Like,
I think nobody comes out. Looking
great. Like a rose.
Nobody's looking good.
If you meet a girl who's a 10, she can eat trash in front of your child. The first thing she does to the kid is hold my hat and completely and starts thrusting her dad. And you're like,
but that's okay because it's at like a horny adult 80s party where like kids are the cater waiters while their parents try and fuck each other.
But I do think this movie is a fantasy for men because the idea of it is that she is a 10 and she is attracted to Dan Aykroyd in it. And the only way that that's possible in any world is if she's an alien. Well,
but she's also, she's an alien.
No,
she just comes off mentally ill.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't think she's attracted to him. I think she's like doing a mission to get information.
That's why it's not a fantasy. It's not a fantasy if it's like, oh, maybe you'll be so smart one day some hot girl want to fuck you to steal. Like, it's not like she likes him for his brain. She's like, no, I
she
need
comes
to
like
him betray
because
you.
She thinks he's like a liar and that she has to fuck him to get the secrets out of him.
We've all done that.
No, here's the thing. We have all been there, but she... She enjoys sex with him probably more than any woman ever has because she has nothing to compare it to.
Well,
she doesn't have. She enjoyed it because Paul didn't put some shitty bra on her. And she didn't really...
But I mean, like, to quote Dan Aykroyd in the movie, if you want my secrets, you'll eat my sandwich.
That's a t-shirt. Lines. By the way, that's the best t-shirt.
Tweet it.
All right, here we go.
All right, you already touched on my biggest problem with the movie, which is leaving the door open while they fuck. Still open the next morning. But I want to talk about the Carl Sagan call, which total Kent Brockman from The Simpsons.
Can we talk about the guy who received the call's wife in the bed?
I know,
I'm
kind of
obsessed with her.
She had like a bump it in her hair.
I was like fascinated by their relationship.
I wrote down, want to see more of this.
But
hey,
then,
Paul,
by the way.
Put her in a...
Paul, you're coming off...
Put her in a bra, right?
I like
you're coming
it.
Off real weird.
Real weird tonight. Real weird.
I want to see more of this.
Their relationship was fascinating, though, because at the end of it, they shared a lovely kiss.
Yes.
But wait, so if you're over here, if you're your husband, Paul, and I'm you, and the phone rings and it's the mic, and you're sleeping, do you reach over to him to answer the phone while you're asleep?
Well, I think he's a heavy sleeper.
Okay.
My big question for her is why is she stroking a tendril, a gray tendril?
While he's on the
for
phone.
For the entirety of that conversation.
I'm upset by all of it.
I found
Did not
this
like it.
Scene erotically charged.
All right. I feel like the costume designer was David Copperfield.
More like David Copperfield. Nailed it.
Like, she's in silk. She's got, like, some crazy... I've never seen a woman dressed like that for bed.
No one has.
But she's dressed for bed for him. What? Like that. A man with a tiny thin mustache.
It could have been solved with one change.
He also
put her in a
seems unfazed by having been telekinetically moved across
to the car,
thrown through the air, plunged through his car roof.
Yeah.
He, the rest of the movie is like, totally normal dude.
No, no, he slid.
You had something transformational happen to you. He should never sleep again. He should like...
No one in this movie does anything near right. Like, he should have called the authorities. Something yeah. should have happened there.
He did deliver an amazing line at the end.
What?
Which was, is that pocketbook dead?
Yes, that actually,
he delivered
that,
it
that actually was a great zinger.
I thought he was terrific, actually.
He was great.
All right, here's
was he English or just... Rich.
Rich.
Rich. But speaking of, like, she said she was from the Netherlands. She didn't have an accent, and no one questioned it.
No, she actually actively has a Southern accent in the movie.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Well, the basic simple element is goes to the whole splashing the water in the mirror that we always talk about, but... How come when people
Wait,
take
we always talk about it?
We do talk about the idea that like it never happens in real life. You never go to a sink and
Why when people take phone calls at night, do they suddenly realize, oh, I want to talk to this person, let me put on my glasses? Put her in a bra.
Put her in a bra.
That's amazing. All right, here we go. Your name and your question.
Alyssa, my question is, Dan Aykroyd has devoted his life to studying aliens, right? Like, his whole...
The actor Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
By the way, I will say...
He was in Coneheads.
Wait, also... I'm not kidding. The actor Dan Aykroyd is obsessed with aliens.
What?
True story.
And I will argue
You're
that
only
that's...
bringing this up now?
I will argue that's why the first 5 minutes of this movie are so... convoluted because I feel like Dan Aykroyd's like, we gotta make this more real. We gotta do this.
Yeah.
Because it is like, it's so jargonful. And if you're at your work right now, obviously you're in a theater, but if you're listening to this, Google Dan Aykroyd Crystal Skull Vodka. It's a 7 minute ad where he talks about the Mayans and aliens and how this is like within the last 5 years.
And also, if you're at work right now, just Google cake farts.
Okay.
What?
I don't know what that is. I don't want to know.
Google cake farts and see what happens. See if it'll pass your firewall. Let's just see.
Okay.
My question is, why was this whole, like, honey trap thing even fucking necessary? Like, if an alien
Great
came to
question.
Earth, I was like, hey, this fucked us up. We really need your help. Can you do this again? He would be like, my life is validated. Like, this exists.
Or just, like, take him against his will. I mean, you're an alien.
They don't even need to. This is what he's been dreaming of his entire life. Like, just go to him. Don't go creep.
Present yourself as an alien. Yeah. He'll be psyched.
That's your in.
Ask your
That's
question.
Your opener. Let's What's up, motherfucker? I'm an alien. You're welcome.
Yeah. Because guess what? He would be
closed.
Stoked to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Really good point.
Put her in a
bra. Also,
put her in a bra.
Yeah.
Put her in a bra.
I like how defeated that put her in a bra was. You got one over there.
And do you really feel like you got something good? If you really feel, all right.
Okay, is someone's question going to be about the fact that her wedding gown had a heart on the back of it?
Her outfits were pretty stellar.
I'm just waiting for someone to bring this up.
Again, where did she get that? I guess she put
the
it in her
purse, maybe.
The purse.
Sorry.
And why did he have a suit at a blue powder blue? Is that a guy? Is that cool or is that?
By the way, everyone was able to get it together. Like they had sex.
They had like 60 people at their wedding.
And
no family.
Before email and cell phones, between 2 a.m. and 10, everyone was not only able to come fully dressed to hire a band, do a whole thing. Like that was. Pretty good teamwork.
I feel like it was like a Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Well, no, it was her homecoming because it was homecoming.
It was all right.
Sadie Hawkins, yeah.
I will say the couple that had the most sexual energy in this movie is Willow and Oz.
Oh, well, let's play that scene.
He pulled her out that door like he was going to fuck her on the sidewalk.
He has more testosterone in his tiny body than everybody else in this movie.
Let's just play it because it's a great little scene here.
What is that? She looks. I mean,
she's in a wedding dress, right? I mean, isn't it or no?
No, it's not a wedding dress, Paul.
It's him, quick, Dad. The brush.
I mean,
I'm coming. I'm here. Here it is. Here it is. I've got it here.
Brush.
This is the day of their wedding.
Okay, you see?
And why is Kim Basinger in a tutu?
God, you look beautiful.
Thanks, Dad. I hope he likes me. I hope you like him.
Feminist.
Top of the patriarchy.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Fred. Hey.
Seth Green comes in.
Thank you.
I'm Steve, Jesse's
Why
dad.
Why is he bouncing?
This is Mrs. Mills.
Nice to meet you.
Mouth jewelry.
Huh?
He has braces.
Oh, right, my braces.
My wife's from Holland, so they...
Sure. Oh, you wear flats. Great.
So cute. So,
the audience is loving this movie.
Have a great time.
Shall we save with me, sir?
That could look tricky.
Man.
He is fucking her with
they
his mouth
sex,
jewelry.
Right? They for sure have sex, right?
Look, she learns by watching him, right? She learns by watching her dad.
Everybody.
No. Well, I...
Paul, what's going
Stop.
On? What is going on, Paul? Are you okay? Wow.
Things are not good. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Tim. Tim has a question, and I feel like Tim has been a light here on the research end of it. Tim, you'll kind of bring us home in our final question here. Go for it.
First, I wanted to put to, I looked it up. She's 35.
Okay, great. Singer's 35? Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Are you
I
okay?
spent the whole movie. Yeah, no, I'm not okay. The whole movie, I was
yeah,
like,
she
she's like
23,
and she looks unbelievable.
So are you okay?
I gotta get out of here. This whole show has fucked up my childhood and now my adulthood.
My question.
But it has given you put her in a bra. Let's be honest.
And I now know that June wears bras with snaps in the front.
So she learns from osmosis. She like puts her hand on the computer and absorbs all the information it has. And she puts her arm in the book and absorbs all the information that it has.
Yeah.
The whole thing is she wants to figure out what Dan Aykroyd knows, and she's had extensive physical contact with him. Why isn't she absorbing the information?
Why isn't her vagina sucking in the secrets?
Put her in a bra.
Tim!
Bringing it home like I knew he would.
That's how it's done, assholes!
That's a G right there.
Well, obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there that had a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
Second grade.
Second chance.
Second marriage.
Second dance.
Second base.
Second place.
Second helpings on my plate. We've got second opinions. We defy the critics, regulars, and cynics. We've got second opinions. Your argument won't get far when we give it 5 stars. We've got second opinions.
Yeah! Peter in the barrel.
That was amazing, amazing. I'm going to give you guys this. Amazing. Wow. Mario, Super Mario Map, thank you so much. Give it up for that. That was awesome.
Wow, that was awesome.
You did it.
Holy shit. Really ending the show on a high note. All right, so.
If I get married, do I have to do shit like that?
Yes. Yes, you do. I'm doing it right now, sweetie.
Choreograph performances for free? Yes, I do.
I pulled a few of these because they're all pretty good. I'm going to start with one from Jerry A. Wapula, just because it's interestingly written. This movie is a really, really great comedy. It's about aliens from outer space. The aliens are really, really funny. The actors and actresses are really great people. It is one of the great movies to buy. It is funny. The people are beautiful. The themes are really great. It is one of the best movies to buy. Again, he's a... It is full of brilliant, period, original, .. good, .. ideas. It is full of good themes. It is like no other movie. Go ahead and buy it. A work of true genius. It is like no other movie. It is a comedy. Really great actors and actresses. Brilliant, .. original, .. themes. One of my favorite movies of all time. 5 stars. Obviously written by an alien there.
It was written by the purse.
Written by Jericho.
This is from LM. This is a really fun movie. Maybe not for younger children. Not because of the adult sexual themes, but they wouldn't understand many of the references. Still, you never know what goes into their minds and stays there. So I'd be careful. Any kid 11 or older, though, is fine. 5 stars.
I don't have children, but it's 11.
It seems that 11's a little low on the spectrum. And this is another weird one. I first bought the DVD for my mother for Christmas.
Why are you doing this in a voice? Why does this one have a voice?
Because anyone who buys a DVD is a serial killer.
And why is the voice Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs?
I put her in a bra. I first bought the DVD for my mother for Christmas. She let me borrow it. I'm glad that I finally watched it. It's truly a great movie. It's a funny movie. It is very entertaining. I suggest renting it or buying it. 5 stars.
Yeah. Those are the two ways you're gonna see it, so.
And they all have this theme from Comics 34X. Overall, this movie is pretty good. If you don't care for the story, at least you get to see Kim and the other chicks in the movie. If you've never seen the movie, just buy it.
The other chicks? You mean the
daughter?
Because if you've
never
seen...
All the Princess Stephanies, I assume.
Yeah, right.
If you've never seen the movie, just buy it. It's about the same as renting it a couple of times, and you'll be able to keep it.
Oh, thank you for introducing us to the concept of buying a movie.
It's so weird that everyone is making you buy this movie. And then the final one is from Anthony, and he goes, this movie is great. The only reason I bought it was to hear the song at the end of the movie. I can't find that song anywhere. 5 stars. That was it.
You know what? I want to listen to that song before bed. I should watch the movie. I should start the movie now. Don't want to listen to my favorite song.
All right,
the
so...
The one where she slam dunks?
Oh, yeah, that was
that's
pretty
right, good. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Jericho.
Paul, hey. Paul, if you will, please blow our minds.
All right. Jericho has only one other writing credit, a film called Matinee. A film they lost arbitration on.
The John Goodman movie?
I don't know. Maybe. Yes. Okay, yes. A film that he lost an arbitration on and only received shared story credit. He was so angry about it that he tried to have his name in the credits replaced with the pseudonym Fuck.
I
the
love
guild
this
said
guy.
No. Now, there's a very long article.
I find that fuck is way less offensive than Jericho.
Fuck. Written by fuck. So, this is an article from the
LA... What if he legally changed his name to fuck? Wouldn't they be honor-bound or contractually obligated, rather, to list his name under his credit as fuck?
Yeah, that could go down to the courthouse.
Like,
by the way, you should
Jericho, follow through, bro.
I'll put it out there. All right, so this is an article that appeared in the LA Times in 1989. The interviewer who goes to interview him can't get him on the phone, and he wants to meet him at a coffee shop because he, quote, lives in a bad area. So they meet, and he goes, my original script was an allegory about child abuse. I wanted to reach kids in a way that wouldn't make the story just a disease of the week type of movie, and I wanted to make it easier for kids to grasp the child abuse angle. Why?
Wait, this movie?
Yes.
Yes. Was it not a comedy at that time?
I guess not.
Is it a comedy now?
Put
so,
it in the bra?
This is where he was inspired by this movie. Jericho moved to Los Angeles, where he was a street person, crashing at flop houses and sleeping in parks. He was befriended by a young black kid who turned up one day, badly beaten. The youngster said his father had hurt him, but told Jericho he couldn't fight back because his father was an alien. Intrigued, Jericho followed him to a supermarket parking lot, where the boy hopped into an abandoned car. Didn't have any wheels, and its windows were spray-painted black. I rushed up and started kicking the car when the door opened, and it was an alien. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a person. It looked so strange, I couldn't even describe it. I just froze. The next thing I knew, this huge hand leaped out and dug into my stomach, grabbing a hold of my spine. The pain was so intense, I collapsed to the ground. The alien creature stood over me and said, very gently, "Sorry, Blackjack." Then the car started to shimmer very brightly, and I blacked out from the pain. When I came to, the car and any traces of it was gone.
5 stars.
Wait.
Then, not long after, Jericho had a chance meeting with Orson Welles.
What?
I cornered him walking into Ma Maison, and he told me, "My boy, the War of the Worlds was just a dress rehearsal." And this is what inspired Jericho to pitch a story about a child's nightmarish vision that his stepmother is an evil alien.
Wow.
Was this parking lot the Ralph's on Sunset?
That, I gotta say, that delivered.
Right? I mean, this man...
Put a bra on it.
Put a bra on it, yeah. Yeah, so that this movie was inspired by a man who was.
So this is a like, this is inspired by a true story. Wow, this is some real nonsense.
And
so
I just,
Jericho, I'm assuming, is just some drugged up maniac who's like.
Yeah, Jericho is not well.
So Jericho did the first pass.
Yes,
the last pass.
Right. They go on to say that
gave this man money after he told that story, they gave him a check.
In 1981, Paramount hired him to write a script. He delivered it to the studio, and they saw it having more potential as a comedy.
He turned it in and they thought it was a comedy. He did not intend
Jericho,
it.
And then he goes, Jericho recently saw the film at the Fairfax Theater. His reaction? Hollywood is a doomed planet. Watching the film is like seeing someone you love. What?
I get it now. He thinks Hollywood is a planet. So the guy in the car
was just out of town,
thus making him an alien.
Sorry, Blackjack.
Oh, man.
What happened to the kid who was bruised?
No trace of that car. From the Rock and Roll Rouse parking lot.
I mean...
I will say this. Everybody is just doing the best they can.
Is that the best someone can do?
In the movie, in the movie. Like, and I've got to give it up. I will give it up for Willow, who in this movie I thought was fantastic.
Yeah. I do believe that it was probably recut and a lot of her stuff was out, right?
I don't know. There's so much stuff in there. It's not like it's a short movie. Like the scenes all seem to be in order. I just don't know why.
But don't you feel like the scene where...
I was surprised at the end during the montage where Celeste realizes she does have humanity and wants to stay. That in her love montage of all, like the human feelings she has, that Lovitz popped up in the midst of all of that.
The one who kissed her on her wedding day.
Willow almost gets hit by a car.
Flies through it.
She Kitty Pryde style phases through the car.
The driver unfazed by it all.
The driver arguably sees something that is truly
crazy,
unprecedented.
Yeah.
And is like, I didn't see her. But did you see her phase through your car?
I also like, want
to... I thought Lockjaw was going to appear. Nerds.
I was also... There was one part of the movie that I thought was weird, too, when you mentioned when she does... When Kim Basinger lets... Allison Hannigan dunked the basketball at the end.
Uh-huh.
Like she levitates her up to dunk the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Then within seconds, they're fucking so hard that fireworks are going off in their bedroom. Like Allison Hannigan like simply just turns her back, and then they have reached that point of pure climax.
Yeah.
Seconds later.
Well, here's the thing: the aliens' whole plan is basically sexual manipulation and prank phone calls. That's what they're up to. That's the best they've got, is impersonating people on the phone.
And what exactly is Lovett's going to do back there?
He's going to tell them all about sex.
No, he's going to fuck them.
That's what I mean.
But he's going to fuck
tell
the
them
aliens.
About Earth, too, right? It wasn't going to tell them about Earth?
Yeah, but about the sex part of it.
I mean, that's... Okay. Oh, can I say one thing?
No.
Do you remember the scene where she's bringing out all the food?
Of course.
She makes the entire menu.
Yes.
That should have been funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, this, I get why this is funny. Why aren't I laughing? Why
aren't I? If Shelley Long had done it, I think it would have been.
You're right.
I think, and I believe Kim Basinger to have been doing a fantastic job, but if Shelley Long had been in this movie, I think I would have liked this movie a lot more.
Well, yeah.
And she would be totally different, too, yeah. Because I think that it would have been more, she would have been more of a funny, like, it would have been consistently funny, where I think Kim Basinger is just, like, odd. Like, she's odd
off.
And sexy.
Off.
Yeah, where, like, I think it would be, I don't know, yeah, I think Shelley Long, did she do Hello Again instead of this? That was,
This might have been the dark years. The years where she went, She went offline for a couple of years.
R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah.
Her and Jericho went out for a sojourn.
I feel like
Jericho years.
Or she
for
was
sure.
Yeah, or like the
true. We've all had our Jericho
years. Yeah,
look.
Was this pre or post True Beverly Hills? I don't remember.
I think this must have been pre.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
I think we should. I think you should start having on this. Like, you should have Shelley Long here.
Well, you know, we do have a guy, Blake J. Harris, who does interviews with a lot of people that are involved in these movies. I hope
or
he finds.
Or people who didn't
yes.
do it.
Oh, that would actually be interesting
That's what
too.
I'm saying.
Yes,
if Shelley Long was like, well, I would have done this. Oh, right?
Shelley Long's like, I didn't watch that.
Ladies
piece
and of gentlemen, Shelley Long.
Hi.
Put her in a bra.
Well, I think we've
it
set up.
It feels great to say.
Whitney, what can we tell people to do with you? Like, what do you got coming up?
Oh. You must stop.
What is going on?
She is my friend.
What can
you
we
must
tell
stop.
People to
sorry,
do?
Sorry, sorry, it came
you?
Out weird.
Anything but put me in a bra.
What do you have coming up? What do you have?
I don't care about things like that. All nothing. Right. Nothing.
Nothing. That's
yeah.
fine. All
Listen
right.
Listen to this podcast more.
All right, great. June, what do you want to plug?
The third season of Grace and Frankie's out on Netflix. Plug that.
Excellent.
I would like to plug that also.
Thank you, Whitney.
Jason?
I don't really have anything to plug.
Okay, great. Well, you can follow us on How Did This Get Made on Facebook and on Twitter, HDTGM. Listen to Blake Harris's origin stories. And if you have something that you might have missed from this episode, you can call me at 619-PAULASK, 619-PAULASK.
That's true?
Yes, on our mini episode. We get into it with a whole
and
bunch of...
And if you've got questions about Paul's butt, you can call me at 687-PAUL-ASS.
A big thank you to Nate Kiley for finding that Jericho article. A big thank you to Avril Halley for pulling all those amazing clips. July up in the booth. Everybody here at Largo, thank you so much for coming. We'll see you next week on our mini episode. Talk more about my stepmother as an alien. Good night.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.